MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Two Roswell business owners spoke with Roswell City Council members last week about a seemingly increase of and possible reasons for homeless people in downtown Roswell with serious mental or behavioral health disorders. Roswell Police Chief Lance Bateman said the police department had planned to increase patrolling of downtown, but staffing remains an issue. He also said it's a much more widespread problem both geographically and in communities. Panhandling, camping in tents within urban areas, and similar issues are being worked out in the court, he said. It's anticipated that Chavez County will open a request for proposals for using its share of opioid settlement funding to help find a solution to the problems homeless are facing. Carlsbad is planning on spending another $2.9 million for upgrades to the Alejandro Ruiz Senior Center, the third phase of work to revitalize the aging building and facilities. Last week, Carlsbad councilors approved a proposal to advertise for bidders for the project, which will include upgrades to bathrooms at the center, along with installations of new windows, flooring, stairs, ramps, and outdoor pickleball courts. The cost of the conversion so far, including the third phase approved by councilors last week, is estimated at roughly $7 million. The work is expected to be completed in about a year, but there could be at least one more phase, depending on funding, officials said. And Lee County was recently awarded about $5.1 million in grant funding from the Federal Aviation Administration for improvement projects at Lee County Regional Airport in Hobbs and Zip Franklin Memorial Airport in Lovington. But the county did not receive official word of the grant until September 10th. The grants will fund a total of four projects at Lee County Regional and one at Zip Franklin Memorial. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.